堂听 class.com。
Lesson 6, Practicing Syllable Stress. Again, check the counter number so you can rewind to this spot. Okay, now you've had some experience using jump-up intonation on stressed syllables. But some of you may still be having trouble knowing which syllable to stress on different words. English doesn't have any firm rules for syllable stress. So the best I can do is to give you some guidelines, some groups of similar words which all fall in the same stress pattern. So here we go. Let's look first at nouns. I actually gave you this guideline already in the last lesson. Remember? Almost all nouns with two or more syllables stress the first syllable. The only major exceptions come in words where the root of the noun word is actually a verb, or occasionally another part of speech. So let's call these groups regular nouns and verb-based nouns. Let's start with the regular ones. You repeat after me? Table, handle, action, bachelor, dragon, ceiling, carpet. Now let's take one of these words and use it in sentences several different ways. First, we'll use it to begin intonation by jumping up on the stressed syllable. The action began in the second scene. We jumped on the stressed syllable, the act, and then we started stepping down. The action began in the second scene. Now let's use the same word in another sentence where we don't use it at the beginning of a pitch jump. We'll still have to stress the right syllable, but we simply won't begin a jump up, step down pattern on the word. There wasn't enough action in the scene. The syllable was still stressed, but we didn't use it for the pitch jump. There wasn't enough action in the scene. And there's a third possible use for the stressed syllable. If action is the last important idea in the phrase, then you can do your final large downward step on its stressed syllable. There wasn't enough action. Okay, now turn off the tape and turn to Lesson 6, Section 1A. Practice stressing the proper syllable in each of those regular nouns. In fact, use each of the words in three different sentences. First, jumping up to begin intonation. Second, using the word in the middle of a phrase. And then, dropping in pitch to complete the intonation pattern. Okay, here we are back again. Now let's look at a list of what I called verb-based nouns, which do not necessarily stress their first syllable. Repeat them after me with proper syllable stress. Recorder. Announcement. Computer. Graduation. Realize, of course, that some verb-based nouns will still have first-syllable stress. That happens if the verb inside the noun had the stress on its first syllable. Words like broadcasting and calculator. Now let's take the word announcement and use it in several sentences. First, using the stressed syllable to begin jump-up, step-down intonation. Repeat. The announcement came early in the morning. And now another sentence, still stressing the proper syllable but not using it for a pitch jump. He made two announcements yesterday. And now a third version, where the intonation pattern ends on the word. Therefore, the largest downward step is now on its stressed syllable. The headmaster made the announcement. Once again, stop the tape and turn to Lesson 6, Section 1B. Use the additional verb-based nouns in several sentences each, just like we did with this word, announcement. Okay, here's a special category of verbs and verb-based nouns which are related to each other and which all have a similar kind of syllable stress. The verbs all end in the letters A-T-E, ate, and the nouns end in A-T-I-O-N, ation. The first pair is investigate and investigation. Now here's the pattern. These verbs usually have their stress two syllables before the last. Investigate. But when they turn into verb-based nouns by adding T-I-O-N, the stress goes on the second to the last syllable. Investigation. Well, it's actually a bit more complicated. When one of these new A-T-I-O-N nouns has four or more syllables, there's secondary stress on the fourth syllable from the end, so you can actually jump on either one. There's an investigation, or there's an investigation. Here, try it on these other pairs. Confiscate, confiscation, or jumping four from the end, confiscation. Generate, generation, or jumping on the secondary stress, generation. Again, on the verbs, stress is always two syllables from the last, and on these noun forms, you can change pitch on the second or fourth syllable from the end. Let's try a couple more. Terminate, termination, termination. Speculate, speculation, speculation. Of course, there are a few of these pairs where the verb has only two syllables and the noun three. In these cases, the verb stresses its first syllable and the noun stresses its middle syllable. That, of course, still follows the basic rule. Frustrate, frustration. Fixate, fixation. Now stop the tape and practice the longer list of these A-T-E, A-T-I-O-N pairs in the manual under Lesson 6, Section 1C. Use each one in several sentences. Practice using these words to begin intonation, with the pitch jumps, and in other parts of the phrases. Before we leave this group of A-T-E words, I want to show you one other interesting thing that some of them do with syllable stress. Many of the A-T-E verbs can turn into nouns or adjectives by keeping the same syllable stress, but shifting from a hard to a soft vowel on the last syllable. Let's look at several pairs of these. Moderate, moderate. Approximate, approximate. Please realize that they have the same spelling. Separate, separate. Graduate, graduate. And you'll find additional lists for these pairs in Lesson 6, Section 1D of the manual. Now, in this section, we'll examine another group of words that come in pairs. These are adjectives that end in the letter L, and their corresponding noun ending in the letters I-T-Y. Able, ability. On these shorter words, the adjective stresses the first syllable and the noun stresses the second. Stable, stability. Virile, virility. Sterile, sterility. Notice, of course, the medial T turning to a soft D. In longer words ending in the letters I-B-I-L-I-T-Y, ability, there will usually be four or more syllables, and thus there will again be two different possible stress points on which to jump. Credibility, credibility. Affability, affability. Knowledgeability, knowledgeability. And there are additional words for more of these pairs in Lesson 6, Section 1E. Now, in this next section, we'll look at words ending in R-shaded vowels. First, when verbs become nouns by adding the simple ER ending, the words will not stress the last syllable. Repeat. Runner. Player. Helper. In fact, there are some words in this category where the verb ends in OR or UR, but we still pronounce it as a simple ER in America and avoid the final syllable stress. Words like sailor, tailor, actor, savior. Now, some of these verb to noun words will have more than two syllables. In these cases, the new nouns keep the same syllable stress that they had in their verb form. Incinerate, incinerator. Educate, educator. Command, commander. And you'll find more drills for the unstressed final ER ending in Lesson 6, Section 2A. Now, the same stress rule applies when an ER or an EST ending gets attached to an adjective. Neither the ER nor the EST will be stressed. Big, bigger, biggest. Heavy, heavier, heaviest. Fast, faster, fastest. By the way, when those words end in EST, most Americans throw away the vowel and pronounce it more like the soft I-I-ist. Biggest, heaviest, fastest. Of course, when adjectives have more than two syllables, you won't usually add ER or EST. You wouldn't say horribler or horriblest. You'd say more horrible and most horrible. But again, remember the general rule here, the simple ER ending does not become the stressed syllable. But most verbs ending in other R-shaded vowels do have their stress on that final vowel or its R-shading. It's simple on the R-shaded single vowels like OR and R. Try these. Ignore, explore, rapport. Even if there's another consonant after the R, the stress stays on that last syllable. Support, absorb. And try it with the AR vowel. Apart, discard, alarm, enlarge. Now, there are OR and AR words which remain verbs if the stress is on the R-shaded vowel, but they become nouns if the stress shifts to the first syllable. For example, consort with my consort. Retort, but I gave a retort. Import, the imports. Retard, retard. Discard, the verb. Discard, the noun. And check the manual for more examples of these AR and OR endings in Lesson 6, Section 2B. Now, when a word ends in an R-shaded diphthong, the stress goes not on the R-shading itself, but on the first stage of the vowel stem. For example, words ending in ear will place the stress on the E. Sincere. Americans will jump on the E and immediately begin stepping down on the rest of the R-shading. I'd like you to be sincere about it. My career is at stake. Let's look at the same thing on several other R-shaded diphthongs. Ensure. I ensure you it will happen. I can't endure it anymore. And how about the last R-shaded vowel? Air. Air. Prepare yourself for work. Repairs are easy on this machine. And the same thing happens on certain other complex R shadings. Try repeating these after me. Desire, jumping on the vowel and coming down on the R shading. Require, devour. Observe, disturb. Try a few of these words at the beginnings of intonation jumps. I'm not prepared yet. We require a down payment. I'm disturbed by his actions. And there are more drills for stressing the complex R endings in the manual under Lesson 6, Section 2C. Okay, let's look at a few more groups of words that fall into certain syllable stress patterns. Words that end in O-L-V-E tend to stress the last syllable. Dissolve, resolve, involve. Words that end in E-C-T also tend to stress that last syllable. Expect, respect, inspect, collect. I expect it. I respect that man. Words that end in I-F-Y stress the syllable before the I-F-Y ending. Often it's the first syllable. Modify, amplify, codify. But in longer words, it still follows the rule of stressing the syllable before the I-F-Y. Solidify, exemplify. And you'll find extra drills for these words in Lesson 6, Section 3 of the manual. Now, obviously, there is not time on the tape for me to demonstrate proper syllable stress for every word in the language. But there are several things you can do to learn syllable stress more quickly. First, study the stress placements for all of the words in this lesson, both those recorded on the tape and the additional ones printed in Lesson 2 of the manual. Second, go back to all of the earlier lessons in this course. On all three of these tapes, imitate the syllable stress and the intonations on all of the drill sentences, even those that are in the pronunciation lessons. Third, and this is very important, go back to the notebook you kept in Course 1, where you wrote down the phrases and sentences you used every day in your job or your social activities. Make sure that you're using proper syllable stress on all of the words in those drills you created. When in doubt, use the dictionary. It will always be ready and able to tell you which syllable to stress in any word you look up. And finally, when you're taking the risk of using these new skills in the real world, continue using jump-up, step-down intonation even if you're not sure which syllable to stress in some of the words. If you're not sure, jump on the first syllable. The odds are you'll be correct. But even if you're not, it's always better to keep the intonation going by jumping on the wrong syllable than to return to the non-native sound of monotone speech. Now stop the tape and repeat this lesson at least one more time, making sure to do the drills with the additional word lists that you'll find in the manual. Let me remind you once more to remember to use proper speech muscularity. Keep your lips relaxed. Put most of the speech impulse in the middle and rear parts of your tongue, just the way you did in course number 1.